This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got the At One Thumbhole Stock coming from Boyd's. It's going to be going on to the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. We're going to try that configuration, and then maybe after the NRA meetup, after it warms up, after I don't have pneumonia anymore, I can get Andy Langlois to come down here. Now, Andy Langlois is a scout aficionado. He's the one that was, he made the Rhodesian slings that Jeff Cooper was so keen to carry on his scout rifles. I have one of his slings on my scout rifle. But check them out. And he runs a Boyd's, by the way. He runs a Boyd's. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. For those of us that are actually conservative, one of the most tiresome aspects of our seemingly perpetual struggle to retake our country is the never-ending struggle to get the Frito-cons, who still, and I know, I was told the other day that I don't actually pronounce that correctly. I know that. I just have fun being incorrect. They still populate our movement. And trying to get them, you know, we struggle to get them to take our side. So Exhibit A is the conservative case for quadruple X phenomenon, in which quadruple X inevitably equals some leftist goal, objective, or obsession. We're supposed to nod our heads and give in to the progs because it's actually conservative somehow, right?
Yeah.
I'll pass on that one. The latest example is the article, A Conservative Case for Puerto Rican Statehood, that recently ran in National Review for reasons that remain elusive, even after you read it. And let's be clear here. This is not a column telling National Review or author Kyle Salmon what they can and cannot publish. They can write whatever they want as far as I'm concerned. National Review and author Kyle Salmon should say whatever they want all the time. Just like you and I get to say whatever we want all the time. What they wrote about, what I'm talking about here, is critiquing their idea. Their bad ideas, like the bad ideas in this particular article, as well as the bad ideas that permeate the whole, let's push the conservative envelope genre. How about we work on taping the conservative envelope back together before it rips to shreds? How about that? This tactic seeks to lower our defenses to unconservative policies by leveraging highly implausible explanations for actually conservative politics. You can put a cherry on top of what your corgi left on the lawn, but that cherry doesn't turn it into dessert. Their sub-headline gives away the game. That was, besides being the right thing to do, it could reawaken Americans to the necessity of our Constitution's Federalist principles. Well, the Federalist principle stuff's just silly. That federalism is good does not somehow translate into it being a good idea to take a long-term possession with a different culture, relative poverty, and substantial corruption, and make it a state. Economically, we would be taking on a liability, and it would not be an asset. Moreover, a good bunch of Puerto Ricans do not want federalism or any other ism associated with the U.S. of A. They want independence. They have shot up the House of Representatives, bombed New York City, and tried to off Harry Truman to make their point. Why, again, do we want to pay two new Democrat senators by the ourselves in insurrection? But the really bad part of the argument is that first part, which is it's the right thing to do. No, it isn't. You can stop that now. That's of a kind with the "but our principles" ploy that we've seen so often lately. A good rule of thumb is that anyone who starts babbling about principles is trying to shaft you, and you will inevitably observe that these often newly discovered principles always apply to decrease your power, your rights, your wealth, and yet never apply to the hustlers who are demanding that you observe them, because it's all a grift. It's all a scam. It's a con of cons by people pretending to be cons. And this, you know, evocation of moral necessity to justify us giving up our power, our money, and our rights is one of the most annoying things about this kind of, oh, well, I never, conservatism exemplified by the Bushes and that sissy Mitt Romney and so many others who aspire to be the nominally GOP CEO of a failing America and efficiently manage its slow decline. No plans in there to actually bring it back. So if you look through the whole Puerto Rico article, there's not one single new benefit that you or I or the rest of the United States derives from bestowing statehood on the Commonwealth. Yet, we benefit from the proud service of Puerto Ricans in our military. I served with a few of them, but we benefit from that today. And it never even seeks to answer the question, what's in it for us? And it's not wrong for conservatives to ask that question. If our ideology keeps failing to deliver for us, we'll find a new ideology. The conservative movement needs to learn from the protest vote that allowed Trump to defeat 15 good conservatives and Jeb. He's in there, too. Not a good conservative, though. And win the GOP nomination and then win the election. I'm tired of a conservatism that refuses to deliver for conservatives, but happily delivers for our opponents. Winning has consequences, which means we need to take our own path. We need to make our own policies. So the right thing to do is the most frustrating kind of would-be moral trump card. I'm tired of the whole moral argument, really I am. You can't really argue against it because it's the right thing to do, or at least that's what you're being told. And because it's not an argument, it's a means to foreclose argument. Why do you ruffians hate doing the right thing? And this kind of moral extortion happens a lot when alleged conservatives decide they want to do something unconservative. They dress up sheep in wolf's clothing to weaken the pack. Look at that low-energy Jeb exclamation point Bush. He was the king of the conservative case for, and, you know, which at least meant he got to be the leader of something. He was always ready to deliver on liberal objectives while pretending they were somehow conservative. And how about the act of love that is illegal immigration? Do you think Jeb, exclamation point, or the Judge Schmaleses at his country club would have to wait in ERs crowded with ex-Guatemalans that their identities will get stolen or that their families will experience the delights of illegal alien crime? Yeah, right. No, the right thing to do is for you to endure it all and for them to walk around bathing in the good vibrations of their ruling class buddies. But we don't get to ask what's in it for us. If tens of millions of foreigners to come flooding in, diluting our votes, pillaging our paychecks, and sometimes raping and murdering our families, it's the right thing to do. So shut up. And you know, there's a bunch of soft-serve Republicans that are aching to show how much they love science by rolling over on the climate change fraud. Right now they're preparing their conservative cases for banning cars, for people like you and me, not them. For banning air travel, you and me, not them. And for banning cheeseburgers, for you and me, but not them. Because of reasons. Making the lives of normal people miserable, because maybe the weather might be slightly warmer in a century, while also transferring our money and our power to leftists, because it's the right thing to do. How about we do things that just benefit Americans? Conservative things. How about we demand respect for our rights? That's a conservative principle. Let's try that one. How about we demand respect for the law and insist there be one set of law? That seems like a good conservative goal. Maybe we should focus on making the case for conservatism instead of making the case for always giving the left what they want. I really like that idea. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. When I see them in Indianapolis and towards the end of this month, we're going to get something. We're going to look at every one of their gun stocks, every single one of them on video. That's what's coming up. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay, now, some of you that have listened to me for a while, you know that I don't mind calling a rampage killer by their name. I don't mind, because they're the ones that are the evil people. And I do not subscribe to the idea that I'm not worried about them. It's not publicity they get when I mention them by name. It's the blame. Right? Now, for people like James Hodgkinson or Paddock in Las Vegas and everything, we don't need to understand them. We just need to be able to stop them. So let's look at the latest one of these things that has occurred. Let's look at New Zealand. Let's look at the learning points from that rampage killing in New Zealand. Number one, the Islamics are no less vulnerable to these events than our Jews nor Baptists. Perpetrator's manifesto was, as most are, a rambling, confusing, incomprehensible pages of drivel. An army of mental health experts are currently wringing their hands in a futile effort to understand him. His guns and his magazines are covered with slogans. He recorded the entire event. I've already figured the guy out. He's a fruitcake. All of them are fruitcakes. The world is full of such extremely dangerous deviants, and always will be, and most are not in institutions. Here in the United States, we don't even have institutions for the most part. Number two, this is a very valid learning point for all of us right now today. You are on your own. Can't be said too often. The Islamics are imagined to be so tough and ready. That's all hype. We plainly see that they are no more ready in Christchurch, New Zealand mosques than are the Jews in New York City synagogues or the Baptists in Texas churches. No one in that mosque had a gun, except the perpetrator. We all need to know and understand that police, while perhaps on the way, are not going to arrive. They're not going to be in a position to take significant action until the corpses are cooling. And the perpetrator has long either since committed suicide or escaped. That's the way this kind of event turns out. So therefore, the first 5 seconds are more important than the next 5 hours in one of these things. The first 5 seconds in an incident like this, in a rampage killing, this is the make or break time. It's a very small window. When you're there, you're going to have to take action with whatever weapons you're carrying or that you can get your hands on within 5 seconds. If you cannot get your hands on, or if you do not have any weapons with you, after that 5 seconds, failing that, you have scant chance of altering the outcome or of saving yourself. Now, the reason I say carry a gun everywhere you go, the reason I say train everywhere you go, is because or train as often as you can. Shoot as often as you can. You know, and shoot at multiple targets. I love shooting at multiple targets because, one, it's fun. Two, it's challenging. Because when you're sweeping on multiple targets, this is where you really learn to control your fire. And shooting steel is very instructive with handguns. So when you're missing steel, something's wrong. And then you have to slow down and start all over again. Right? You have to slow down and figure out what you're messing up. So those who routinely go armed and who have necessary weapon skills and who are mentally prepared, they have a good chance of winning, even under this kind of a desperate circumstance. The unprepared don't have a chance. They don't have a choice. And their religion is irrelevant. It doesn't matter what they believe or how they believe it. In the face of a rampage killer, those that are unarmed are going to die. They're going to die. So there is no, you know, there's only one common denominator that we can all try to achieve, and that's to be prepared. And that's the problem. Around here, a lot of politicians don't want us to be prepared. They want us to knowingly give up our capability of being prepared. They want us to voluntarily give up our ability to be prepared. Why? Why is that a good idea? Well, it's a good idea because they don't care about you. This isn't about public safety. This isn't about anything. This is about being in charge of you. That's all. That's all there is. Just the control that they're looking for. Now, for some people, they go about their day. Let's just say that we're talking. We're talking right now. Anything where you're in a place like a church or a restaurant or whatever, you're there. You're thinking about what the preacher is saying or what you're going to have for lunch or whatever. I want you to think about where your mindset is at that point, because here's the problem. The likelihood of a rampage killing occurring around you is very unlikely, but it is not impossible, however implausible it may be. And here's a little saying for you to think about to apply to this. When the unexpected meets with the unprepared, we find the greatest of astonishments. What you don't find, though, you never find a happy ending. Do not go where you cannot go armed, and go armed everywhere. Very simple request of mine. Go train. You'll have fun. You'll get exercise and all this other stuff. But when the unexpected meets the unprepared, you're going to find the greatest of astonishments. And it's not going to be a happy ending. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were inside a Boston courtroom on Wednesday for their alleged roles in a college admission scandal. And as far as if we can expect any more names to come out of people that were caught up in this scandal, attorney Jonas Bilbor believes the feds may be done naming names.
I think in this particular case they might be, because some people might have been smart to not get on the phone and give the conversations that the feds got.
Former Vice President Joe Biden released a video in which he acknowledged that social norms are changing and pledged to change his behavior after multiple women accused him of overly familiar physical contact.
The boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it, and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday, the Dow was up 39 points to close at 26-18. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Can you hear my voice just going away? It's just going away. Can't stand it. But it's getting better. I am working on it. So I want to open this up with a quote for you, okay? This is from Albert Einstein, okay? Not a mental lightweight by any means. Two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. Several moons ago, the media leftists, which is an absurd redundancy, fervently lobbied for a federal ban on Saturday night special handguns, SNSs. They were ambiguously described as cheap and small and underpowered. And those aspects made them bad. So bad. And no American citizen should ever be allowed to own one. And we were assured that this was also necessary because SNSs were the preferred weapon of criminals. Pretty soon, stay tuned, you'll be hearing about how Fords are the preferred car of drunk drivers. In a recent New York Times editorial, the latest generation of these same arrogant leftist clowns has exactly reversed themselves because it's now expensive, high-quality, powerful handguns that need to be banned. And not only should SNSs suddenly be okay, but they might also be the only kind of gun American citizens should be allowed to own. How am I supposed to keep up with this? I mean, Can we get a little consistency? Can they make up their minds? Because apparently effective, well-designed, well-made guns in calibers that will effectively stop a violent criminal before they can murder and maim you are now unthinkable. We're all limited to 22 rimfire. Fewer violent criminals will die, but most of their victims will. And that's what the leftists want. I keep saying this simply because I want you to understand that. They don't care if you die. This is not because the part where they're getting out there and saying, well, this is better for public safety. They don't care about public safety. They don't care about you. They care about power. So, recently the New York Times editors graced us with such pearls of wisdom like, the bigger the bullet, the bigger the hole. I never would have thought that one. They also said, bigger ammunition tends to fire with more explosive power. They never say where you can buy cartridges that contain this mysterious explosive powder, which, you know, that sounds really scary to me. The shift towards more reliable and more high-powered guns has been contributing to the deadliness of gun violence. Leftists, of course, accuse all American gun owners of being criminals. So to them, guns cannot possibly be used in a non-criminal manner. According to the leftists, any use of a gun is, by definition, gun violence. They don't believe that there's any such thing as legitimate self-defense, nor any other illicit use for a gun. Simultaneously, these same less-than-honest leftists who piously and, oh, so self-righteously, describe themselves as non-violent, are selfishly enjoying real protection provided by our armed military, our armed police, and even their armed neighbors, as they cynically contribute nothing to the peace of the society. And this allows them to piously feel good about self-identifying as non-violent, while others better than they risk their lives daily against the forces of evil. Neither our police or our military or most of you rely upon a 22 rimfire for legitimate protection from armed criminals. Why don't you? Well, maybe because it wouldn't work. Now, I'll be the first one to admit to you, carrying a gun is a hassle. Especially, see, in South Carolina, we have to carry concealed. So carrying concealed with and you can't possibly ever accidentally let them see that, because here in South Carolina that might be brandishing, and you get in trouble for that, or flashing, or whatever they call that. I don't know what they call that nowadays in good old Sued Carolina, but whatever it is, it's verboten for your gun to show. So you have to keep it concealed all the time. So it's the constant tugging at the shirt tail, the constant readjusting of the belt, pulling up, you know, that kind of thing, just to look normal. Just to look normal. So, if I didn't have to carry a gun, that would be great. But see, this is the thing. I think I need to carry a gun. Not because I think something's going to happen, because I realize the likelihood of something happening to me on any given day is remote. However, I'm very, very, very concerned about that unexpected moment coming at me when I'm unprepared. I'm very, very concerned about that. So, that's why I do it. That's why I do it. And that's why I carry what I carry. I don't carry, I don't own a 22 rimfire. I need to. Well, actually I do, but it's not mine. It's not for me. It will be going to somebody else in a few years, but it's not mine. But I need, you know, I've thought about getting like one of those Ruger 22 semi-autos. But I mean, the smallest thing I carry for self-defense is a 9mm. And that's because 9mm ammo is so good. So good for self-defense. So, that's why I carry it. Plus, I can fire it fast, and if I have to, capacity is a beautiful thing, too. Capacity is a beautiful thing. The agent, the Ace firearms guns, 17 rounds. The CZ guns, 19 rounds in some cases. I mean, you know, that's now we're talking gunfighting that nobody's really ready for. This is where somebody coming at me, they are the unprepared. But I digress. This is all in the name of being able to claim nonviolence. See, I think I take a bigger, higher moral background when I get out there and say I am a pacifist. I am a pacifist. That means I can walk away, or I can destroy you, whichever it is. So there you go. I can destroy you if that's what it comes down to. And that's the Shaolin monks how that worked out. That was always the case. It's always been the case. So, the thing about being a gun grabber is you never have to say you're sorry or you were wrong. And now they're just saying that the guns that we have now with the explosive powder that have bigger holes, well, that's not good. So, another saying for you as we go, another quote. We who believe they are nonviolent simply because they benefit to the utmost from the protection of principalities and powers never have to use force themselves. That's your typical gun grabber. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Experience yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. For over 2 years now, we have been tormented, or delighted, depending on your political preference, by the opinions and or the declarations avowing President Trump's guilt with regard to collusion with Russia. All of that was a made-up scam from the very, very beginning. But the fake stream media and their leftist loons have beaten this dead horse relentlessly in the fervent hope it would see Trump forced from the office he legitimately won. Our horrific media, who has long worked hand in glove with the Democrats, has spent hundreds of hours, over 500,000 columns, articles, and op-eds asserting Trump's guilt. And it was all a hoax from the outset, fabricated within a few days of Hillary's loss to Trump. Most of those who got on board the Russian collusion train hoax knew it was a lie from day one, but they embraced the lie wholeheartedly because they always tell us what we need to know. Anything, any plan, any course of action, any sacrifice of one's moral sense, that was on the table. It was worth the risk, worth the selling of one's soul to the devil. Trump should not have won, so the forces in positions of power worked together to undo his candidacy, then his election, then his inauguration, and then his presidency. And who did all of this? The people who rose to power in the principal law enforcement agencies in America. That's him. What do we know now? We know that they, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, and Page, and the rest of their chosen cohorts in the FBI, CIA, and DOJ, colluded to destroy Trump by any means necessary. And they employed every means that they had at their disposal. Nothing. No holds barred. No matter how unconstitutional, or illegal, or immoral, or venal. Why would they do this? The answer is that Trump was, and still is, an outsider. And not a member of their elite, exclusive, we are the best of the best club, self-appointed to run the country, to decide how the rest of us should and will live. these people, this cabal that set out to undo the 2016 election, absolutely believe they are smarter, better, more entitled, more privileged by birthright than the rest of us, me, you, everybody. The question is, why do they seem to be the least bright people on the public stage? They attempted a coup and thought they could get away with it, which is dumb in and of itself. But how dumb is it? Now, here in America, right, here in the United States, we are blessed by and with the influence of many brilliant people who write and speak and affect our culture in a good way. And most of them do not hold elected offices. There are some in Congress. Tom Cotton, Mike Lee, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Mark Meadows, Devin Nunes, to name a few. But of 535 members of Congress, that is very sad commentary. And there are a few others, but only a few. And the rest of them, especially those on the Democrat side of the aisle, are self-interested, power-hungry chumps who could not care less about their constituents, the American people, or about the survival of the country. They only care about their next election, who will donate, how many dollars will they fork over. They aim to please those people, not we the people. The Clintons, as everybody knows by now, were always and only about the money. Their allegedly charitable foundation was a crude front for their raking in millions for pay-to-play schemes. And they're walking around as free people living large while General Flynn has lost his home to the vicious Mueller investigation that was really only a cover-up assignment to distract us from the Clintons. Now, for those of you who love this country that are engaged a la talk radio, for example, and I'm going to name a lot of people, and, of course, just about every political host here at GCN, you know who they are. There's also Mark Levin, Limbaugh, Prager, Larry Elder, Thomas Sowell, Victor Davis Hanson, Jack Wheeler, Conrad Black, Roger Kimball, Roger Simon, Daniel Greenfield, Molly Hemingway, Heather McDonald, Sarah Carter, Jack John Solomon, and, of course, yours truly. And there's a lot of people talking truth, a lot of people pointing things out. But why are the people who lack the intelligence, just basic intelligence, common sense and true patriotism, the ones elected to office and the men and women who are actually not only smart but wise left to educate and encourage the rest of us with their words of wisdom, but not from a position of power? See, one of the big differences between Lock and Load and every other basic radio show out there is I realize that there may come a day when all of the reason and persuasion fails. And then that's where people like me and you step up. So while there's so many of us out there trying to, you know, stimulate the thought process, trying to get you to understand what is happening around you, take a good hard look at it. None of us are in office. Is it that we are too smart to run for office? That's probably part of it. Why would a truly intelligent and informed person, knowledgeable about world and American history, want to subject himself or herself to the cesspool that is American politics? I couldn't be Brett Kavanaugh. I couldn't be Clarence Thomas. The left embraces thugs like Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy was a thug. Bill Clinton, Tom Perez, Tom Steyer, Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Sheldon Whitehouse, Dick Blumenthal. But they rise to blubbering outrage at Trump. Trump is authentic. He's real. He's nice when you compare them to the leftist thugs. He's not eloquent. No, he's not eloquent, but he is the real deal. And that's the thing. Realism doesn't need to be eloquent. We are the greatest nation on the planet, and we have to suffer fools like Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, Maxine Waters, Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, every anchor at CNN, every anchor at MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC, Bill Maher, of course, and all the late night not comics, and the celebrities who pay to get their kids into colleges that would not be admitted to be there on their own merit. That is a tragedy, but it's the tragedy of wealth and success. And our left bothers itself with mounting numbers of gender identities and intersectionality and nonsensical notions about race. They support segregation, basically now, and the thoroughly idiotic obsession with climate change. This is the plight of a wealthy nation. No real problems to be concerned with. Let's make some. The leftists have to invent things to be mad about. And they're never going to be happy. They're never going to be gracious for what this nation has accomplished. They can only be angry and dissatisfied and rage against the old crimes and slights and the perceived offenses. And that's what the left traffics in. Rage at a counterfeit crime, transgressions committed by long dead people, even if they worked tirelessly to bring about change. The founders knew slavery was bad. They hoped it would not take war to end it, but it did. Does the rabid left acknowledge this? No. For them, if we're not people of color, we're all guilty to the end of our days. And that's why so few of the really smart people are in Congress. Only the truly brave go there. All of the rest of the brilliance is here for you, trying to both educate and entertain. I myself am eternally grateful for this medium. I'm eternally grateful for this audience. And, you know, we continue. We continue on. So, yeah, I just been musing over that for a little bit, why the idiots are always in charge. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.